The attic is the studio. The hall is the gallery. The spare bedroom is the office. My son's bedroom, now that he's left home, is now where we sort of store stuff as well. And f now, oh, the basement is the workshop, and the living room is sort of the emergency warehouse. So it's mad in here.
Where are we then? Describe the
Okay,
scene.
we're now in what used to be my palatial lounge. In my house, but like most of the house, it's been taken over by the art, and it now resembles a warehouse. There are like 51 paintings, all bubble wrapped and ready to go down to London tomorrow. It's a real mess.
An organised mess.
Well, yeah, it used to be a lovely sitting room, but it's just a warehouse now. I've got one more painting left to wrap up, and then we're done.
So tell us about your art then.
Oh, crikey. Well, I'm art school. I graduated from the Lanchester Polytechnic in Coventry.
Who are your fellow students? Do we know any of
yeah,
them?
Well, the year below me was Gerry Danners, of course, and that's how I get to be in the specials. But so art's always been sort of there, sort of sometimes on the back burner, sometimes in the foreground. Whenever, we'd say go to New York, the band would go out to nightclubs and I'd go to bed early so I could go to the Museum of Modern Art the next day or the Guggenheim or something. So I was always, it was always a great excuse to go and visit, museums and galleries and see some of the paintings that I really liked. And I was an art teacher, of course. So I was head of art at Chorley for 10 years there, from 1998 to 2008. So that sort of, again, brought it a lot further to the fore, made me focus a lot more on what I was doing. And then just gradually developed a repertoire. And then all of a sudden it's like, I've got a lot of stuff here. What can I do with this?
What have you been doing with it?
Well, we've got a all singing, all dancing website, horacepandraart.com, where you can go and sort of see what's going and buy stuff. But so we've been having exhibitions. We had an exhibition earlier in the year at Hay on Wye, where the big literary festival was. We managed to get there for 2 weeks. And I'm just about to start in London tomorrow, which I'm quite excited about, to say the least.
This is the big one, isn't it, for you?
Well, yeah, but I'm a bass player. I have to rely on other musicians to play, and I've got a piece of wood that I can hide behind. But this time, this is my solo album. It's like this is me on my own, and and all my own work. Yeah, it's like exciting times. But so, an art is something that I think I can do in parallel with playing music. The specials aren't doing an enormous amount of work, so I've got the downtime to do it. Great.
Did music take you away from your first love?
No, I think if you wanted to be in a successful pop group, you went to art college, didn't you, in the 60s and 70s? No, but art's always there. I've been asked this question a bit, and they kind of they go in parallel, really. I can't, I can't, I don't I suppose I could do one without the other, but I would hate to have to make the choice.
So, looking at your sitting room, stroke storage warehouse facility, you've got massive paintings on the walls. Are they yours?
Those two aren't. No, they're done by a gentleman called Alan Dyer, who runs the Canal Basin in Coventry. I've known him. Well, he was a lecturer at the Lanch back in the 70s. So I've and there's a war. It's not a genuine Warhol. It's a Warhol poster of the Marilyns. I've also got a Roy Lichtenstein print of a ball. There's another Warhol down there, so the place is covered in it. I mean, it's been there all the time. That one's mine. That's my father-in-law. That's one of mine. And this is the last one.
Hang on a
one.
Second. Yeah. Describe the father-in-law, because he's surrounded by a big empty space and nails on the wall. Have you taken art down?
Yeah, everything you see, all this bubble wrap stuff used to live on the wall. And if you go out into the hall in here, you can see that's not a minimalist sculpture. They're just sort of like the screws that all the that all the paintings used to hang on. The place just looks mad at the moment, absolutely mad.
The picture of your father-in-law, it seems to have more expression than your others.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was just. I know. I think I'll do a picture. It's from a photograph, and it just sort of like emerged. And I think because I knew him, I was able to make it look kind of like him plus. I can't explain it. It's the people have come along and said, "Oh God, that's your father-in-law. Wow, it's better than a photograph." And I didn't say that, but they said that. But I suppose, but that's no greater compliment, really. I was thrilled.